It's Thursday, October 27th, 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Freedom House reports that China has the worst internet freedom in the world for the 8th year in a row. China implemented new guidelines back in September to restrict religious content online. The Chinese Communist Party also held their 20th National Congress last week. President Xi Jinping secured a third term at the Congress as Christians expect more persecution under the regime. Officials detained a Christian evangelist and his wife for sharing the gospel on the streets leading up to the Congress. Chen Wensheng is part of the Zhaokan Church in Hunan and has refused, like many others, to join the state-regulated Three Self Church. Despite the government's oppression, there are now an estimated 100 million Christians in China. Last week, the French Senate rejected a draft law to make abortion a constitutional right. The draft law made abortion and contraception a right and accessible for free. Despite the rejection, more draft laws on the same issue are headed to the National Assembly next month. The French Protestant Evangelical Committee for Human Dignity warned, quote, including abortion in the Constitution would authorize a death penalty for unborn children, end quote. France already voted earlier this year to legalize the murder of unborn babies up to 14 weeks, an increase from 12 weeks. A Washington State football coach will be reinstated by next March after losing his job for praying after games. The Bremerton School District originally put Coach Joe Kennedy on leave in 2015. Kennedy's case went all the way to the Supreme Court. In June, the High Court ruled that the Constitution protected Kennedy's freedom to pray on the field with students. On Tuesday, a stipulation filed in a U.S. District Court said Kennedy would get his job back in the next 6 months. Kennedy told Newsmax he wants to get back on the team and continue giving thanks to God.
I just want my constitutional right and be back up there on the football field with my team, just having the right to be able to thank God in America these days. That's all I want.
Psalm 107 verses 1 and 2 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Meanwhile, in New York, the state's Supreme Court ruled Monday that city employees in the Big Apple who lost their jobs for refusing to get a COVID-19 shot must be reinstated. The ruling applies to 1,400 employees and orders the city to give them back pay. The ruling stated, quote, "The health commissioner cannot create a new condition of employment for city employees. The mayor cannot exempt certain employees from these orders. Being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19, end quote. A new survey from George Barna found that most U.S. adults look to national, state, or local government for creating meaningful change. Even practicing Christians were more likely to expect meaningful change through the federal government than through religious groups or churches. However, Christians were much more likely to expect meaningful change from churches than the general adult population. American home prices are down 2.4% in recent months. However, they're still up over 40% since the COVID-19 pandemic. Mortgage payments on median-priced homes continue to rise as mortgage rates climb. Rates on a 30-year mortgage reached 7.16% last week, a 20-year record. And finally, scientists recently discovered over 50 sea creatures, once thought to be silent, that can actually communicate. Gabriel Georgewich Cohen at the University of Zurich, Switzerland, used microphones and cameras to study 53 species around the world. He told BBC News about the wonders of sea turtle communication. He said, quote, "They will sing from within their egg to synchronize hatching. If they call from inside, they all come out together and hopefully avoid being eaten," end quote. While the scientists were quick to jump to false evolutionary conclusions, Genesis 1 verse 21 says, "God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind." and God saw that it was good. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, October 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.